Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, George Orwell's book 1984 seems to have been about 40 years off in its timing, but still accurate in its content. What government or governments today would you say most closely resemble the government of 1984?
Well, people in the West think it's only just happening in the East. It's actually also happening in the West, particularly within the European Union and Germany itself. But before going to that, I'd like to go over an article that came out a couple of days ago. And here's what it says. George Orwell's 1984 is one of those works that seems to be more relevant as time goes on. One of the most famous concepts is the idea that Big Brother is always watching. So this phrase has become shorthand for the sense that our every move is monitored. Now, while most of us don't have literal telescreens in our homes, like was in 1984, we do carry pocket-sized tracking devices, our smartphones. The article talked about that Orwell introduces Newspeak, which is a constructed language aimed at limiting range of thought. Mm-hmm. Then he talked about the concept of doublethink, the ability to hold two contradictory beliefs at once and accept both as reality. Article says, in 1984, the thought police are tasked with sniffing out dissenting ideas, effectively controlling what citizens can think or say. He said, but in today's world, outright censorship might not always come from a menacing, uniformed agency. Instead, it emerges through social media bans, intimidation, platforms that use opaque algorithms to filter out certain viewpoints. And going back to Orwell, it says, that regime used fear to keep citizens in line. It says Orwell wrote 1984 more than seven decades ago, but its warnings seem even more uncannily relevant. Now, and it is relevant to a lot of what's going on in the United States and in Europe and places like Germany. For example, got to read this headline, there's a couple parts of this article. Get this. Report your family for wrong think, says German government initiative. German's interior ministry, headed by Nancy Fraser, known for banning media outlets, have a project they launched dubbed, quote, Advice Compass on Conspiracy Thinking. The center is here to provide advice to anyone who suspects their friends or family members have fallen victim to conspiracy theories, according to the interior ministry. They observe that people know their family members and friends the best, and therefore are uniquely positioned to know what they think. And the article says, after all, this is about policing citizens' thinking, not actions.
Is there any biblical reference to anything like this?
Yeah, Jesus warned about this type of thing, actually. In Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 53, Jesus said, you know, father is going to be divided against son against father, mother against daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law against father. Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Now, getting back to that article that I was just reading, it says, what you do if a person in your life thinks differently and cannot be persuaded to change their mind and agree with you? Well, the article says, well, maybe you should just let them think what they like. He says, no, not according to Nancy Fraser and her political allies over there in Germany. Now, it does sound a lot like what was warned about in George Orwell's 1984 book. I'd like to read direct quotes from the book. Here's one. It was almost normal for people over 30 to be frightened of their own children, and with good reason. For hardly a week passed in which the newspaper did not carry a paragraph describing how some eavesdropping little sneak, child hero was the phrase generally used, had overheard some compromising remark and denounced its parents to the thought police.
Wow.
And here's another one. The family had become, in effect, an extension of the thought police. It was the device by means of which everyone could be surrounded night and day by informers who knew them intimately. Now, you know, back in the Cold War days, you know, places like East Germany, people were encouraged to turn in their friends and relatives, as other people in various communist bloc nations were doing. But now we have the supposedly free nation of Germany, government of Germany. They want this done now. So it's reminiscent of that.
Yeah, again.
Now, earlier this year, here's another article. The headline is, "The EU's Ministry of Truth, a globalist power grab disguised as a fight against disinformation." Article says, "In a chilling move that reads like a page of Orwell's 1984, the European Union is formalizing its role as a gatekeeper of information with the creation of an, quote, information sharing and analysis center under the European External Action Service. Its purpose? To combat disinformation. But make no mistake, it's not about protecting truth or democracy. It's a brazen attempt," the article says, "by the EU's globalist elite to control opposition to narratives, silence dissent, and reshape public opinion to align with their own agenda. Under the guise of protecting democracy, the EU has positioned itself as the arbiter of truth."
Mm.
"By framing the struggle for narrative as an ongoing battle, the EU justifies ever-expanding surveillance and regulation of online platforms and pressuring companies like Twitter to align with its goals. This centralization of control over digital spaces threatens to erode the freedoms of expression and access to diverse viewpoints. The real targets, you and me," end quote. Yeah, the EU is trying to control information, and it's going to impact all kinds of people. Now, a couple of weeks back, there's another thing in the news. It says, here's a headline, "Coming soon, the European Digital Identity Wallet. The elite are already running large-scale pilot schemes for the future they want, and you don't. They're not being subtle about it. They're not even hiding it. The plan is a single government-issued app that holds your medical records, employment records, travel records, education records, vaccination records, tax records, financial records, as well as potentially copies of your signature, fingerprints, facial scans, voice samples, and DNA, all stored handily on your phone and shared with the governments of multiple countries and 140 other public and private partners, everyone from Deutsche Bank, German bank, to Samsung Europe. You'll use this app to make payments, apply for loans, pay your taxes, pick up your prescriptions, cross international borders, start businesses, book doctor's appointments, apply for jobs, and even sign digital contracts online," end quote. So yeah, we're seeing moves toward 1984 totalitarianism taking place, particularly in Europe. And we know there things are prophesied to take place there.
Wouldn't a government-controlled digital wallet be part of controlling all buying and selling as revealed in the book of the Bible?
Yeah, absolutely. That would tie into the book of Revelation. And as far as controlling buying and selling, on June 1st, of 2021, the EU opened its European Public Prosecutor's Office. Before that, they didn't have like an EU-wide way for handling this. And this is supposed to look at financial crimes or financial transactions that EU doesn't like. So they've got that now setting in place. So think about this. You've got an office to prosecute. They've got a Ministry of Truth agency. They've got this digital wallet type of a thing. They've been working, by the way, on the supercomputers with AI. They want a digital currency. And all those type of things are going to lead to the fulfillment of the 666 and other totalitarian prophecies the Bible has for Europe. And according to the Bible, more and more censorship and surveillance is coming.
In that regard, what part of the Bible are you referring to?
Well, in Amos chapter 8, we read about censorship. But as far as the surveillance and control, I want to go to Revelation chapter 13.
Okay.
Starting in verse 15, it says, "He," now this is the Antichrist, "was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak, and causes many that would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666. And when this was written, roughly 90-95 AD, there was no way to control all buying and selling. But with computers and digital stuff, it's now possible. Now, getting back to certain things about George Orwell, Matt Taibbi posted something a while back. And he wrote, "Orwell was right. So this weekend, he reread 1984. And deep in the novel, the star of the book, if you want, talks about doublethink. It says, that is, to know and to not know, to be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies, hold simultaneously two opinions which cancel out, knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them, to forget whatever it was necessary to forget and to draw back into memory again to at that moment when it was needed, and then promptly forget it again. That is the ultimate subtlety. So he quotes that from 1984. But then he says, you know, we've had Russia saying that, hey, you can't put fake news about what's going on in Ukraine. And then on the flip side, over in Europe, they took down various Russian sources of news because you can't know for either one. Now, the EU claims to be open, but it's not. So this is kind of like the whole the double think that he was talking about it. And, you know, it's not just Russia, by the way, the EU has been concerned about. They've threatened to punish big tech, particularly from the United States. They're pushing them to find and remove content over the internet that it considers either disinformation, misinformation, or otherwise it just doesn't like. So more and more, we're seeing the formation of the dystopian world of George Orwell's book. Now, that's actually consistent with another prophecy from the Bible. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, we're warned for the last days, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And then, you know, the Bible shows that deception and proper censorship is going to get worse in the future. And I mentioned some of the scriptures on there. And with digital surveillance and electronic of also financial transactions, more and more governments are watching more and more. And Europe is moving faster on this than the U.S. is. Again, in his book, 1984, the society George Orwell warned about had surveillance cameras all over. And they recognized individual people. Well, we don't have the big screens like George Orwell wrote about, but we've got surveillance cameras more and more, by the way, plus, of course, the cell phones and everything else. There will be even a lot more surveillance than George Orwell anticipated. And in terms of censorship, I mentioned Amos chapter 8. It warns that the time is there's going to be a famine of the word of God. People are going to look for it. They won't find it. Why? Because they want people to worship the beast. They don't want people to know all the truth. So that's prophesied to happen. Anyway, more parts of the world are getting closer to totalitarian control. So what Germany's doing, which sounds a lot like the thought police. But remember what we went through with the COVID restrictions. That showed a willingness of governments to impose fairly totalitarian controls. And in the West, the European Union and Germany continue to take steps to push policies that really resemble a lot of what George Orwell warned about.
Well, then, what's the answer for the everyday citizen?
Well, we need to believe the Bible, okay. Repent, accept Jesus as Savior, be baptized. We need to strive to live as a Philadelphian Christian, because actually Jesus promised special end time protection for the Philadelphians in the third chapter of Revelation to be protected from the hour of trial upon the whole world. But at the end time, most Christians will not be Philadelphian, by the way, not be subject to that protection. Now, the other biblical reality to mention is that without national repentance, which looks unlikely, the globalist type agenda that Europe is working on is going to be implemented. That, by the way, will result in the end of the United States and its British descended allies, and nor will Europe end up really well with this. The only real solution for humanity is the return of Jesus and the good news of his coming kingdom of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.